Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. For its annual fundraiser, Art Access sells plates, but these just aren't any dinner ceramics in your cupboard. The plates are small canvases for over 130 local artists, and they feature everything from landscapes to pop art to photographic emulsion and more. Today on the program, we're talking about the annual 300 Plates event and how art enriches the lives of those with disabilities and special needs. Joining me in studio is Cheryl Gilliland. She is Executive Director of Art Access. And Cheryl, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Also with us, Marcy Blackerby. She's a local artist, a board member of Art Access, and she's participating in the 300 Plates fundraiser. And Marcy, thanks to you for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And again, Art Access will host its 10th annual 300 Plates fundraiser and exhibition this Thursday, May 17th from 6 to 9, and we'll give more details on our website, kcpw.org. And we have two pairs of tickets to this event if you want to call us. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Cheryl Gilliland, let's start with an introduction to Art Access. What exactly is your organization?
We were founded in 1984, and our mission is to provide arts opportunities to people with and without disabilities, because we view art as one of the original forms of storytelling. So we believe in order to have a strong community, you need to listen to everyone's stories. And we especially reach out to people who are usually disenfranchised from the art world, people with disabilities, elderly people, refugees, poverty, people who live in poverty and don't normally see themselves as walking into an art gallery. So we have 12 different programs, the most visible of which is our gallery. But we have lots of outreach programs. We have workshops. We have artist residency programs. We're out in the schools. We are constantly reaching out to everyone so they have a chance to tell their story.
Hmm. Your primary fundraiser, of course, is coming up. It's called 300 Plates. And I understand this is the brainchild of a BYU professor.
Yes.
Well, what's the idea behind this?
Well, Joe Ostroff, many years ago, was in Thailand in 1993. And he was approached by a Buddhist monk who gave him some pictures of King Ramo V. And he said to Joe, if you use these images in your art, they will bring you good fortune. So Joe put the images in his pocket and kept them for many years. Then in the early 2000s, he proposed a show at Art Access with a partner, and they said, we'd like to do this show with images of King Rama V and see what happens. The show was fabulously successive. It was 300 plates of printer plates, recycled metal litho plates, and they donated all the proceeds to the Sudanese refugees and to Art Access. So he feels like the Buddhist monk's vision came true, that he brought good fortune. And he said he feels like every year when we conduct our fundraiser, it's enormously successful, that the good fortune is still being bestowed year after year.
Very nice. Karma. Marcy Blackerby, you're a very accomplished artist in your own right, well-known here. You've been involved in the 300 Plates since the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Why did you get involved?
Well, I was one of the recipients of one of the programs called Partners. And working with Ruth, she invited me to participate in the 300 Plates. It was great. I mean, it's a magical thing that happens at that fundraiser. There's maybe something about when you come into the gallery, maybe you take away a bit of that original magic that it was intended, or, you know, maybe there is something to it. Because certainly, I think when somebody takes home a piece of art, it's because it hit you right in the heart, or, you know, and not in the pocketbook. 300 plates makes it affordable for everybody.
Describe your favorite plate that you've designed. And
my favorite plate. Well, all right. The first year that I did plates, I did a plate of an angel behind. It was a Victorian angel in behind bars, and her wings were feathers, and they came out of the bars and into the air. And Mary DeCaria bought that plate, and it was just
another
such
local artist.
Is at Phillips Gallery, actually, and she bought that plate saying how symbolic it was of the particular way she was feeling right then. So for me, that was my favorite plate that I ever made and sold.
We're speaking with Marcy Blackerby. She's a local artist and a board member of Art Access, as well as Cheryl Gilliland, executive director of Art Access. And Art Access will host its 10th annual 300 Plates fundraiser this Thursday night from 6 to 9 at their gallery, 230 South, 500 West. And we're giving away two pairs of tickets if you'd like to go to the event. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Cheryl, our time is running short, sadly. Over 125 participants this year. That's
yes.
A lot of art.
It's a lot of artists with a lot of art, and it is a fabulous array of art. It makes your eyes happy.
What can people expect to see at this event?
Everything. There's mixed media, landscapes, abstracts, crazy stuff. We have everything. I mean, no matter what your taste in art is, we have something for you.
Okay. And Marcy, what's your project this year?
I have five plates this year.
Five plates?
Really, when I don't know even what they are right now. But
Buddhist,
they came out of my head,
Buddhist,
out of my studio.
Oh, you have a butterfly woman.
Yes, I have a butterfly woman. I have some matches that I found from 1930s that are like the flaming torch with little tiny rusted Buddhas that came out of the ground. I have a lot of stuff.
That sounds spectacular.
Art is for everyone. We have something for everyone.
Something for everyone that can afford. Everyone can afford something.
Again, we've got a couple of pairs of tickets. If you'd like to go to the 300 Plates fundraiser, that's happening this Thursday night, May 17th, from 6 to 9 at the Art Access Gallery, 230 South, 500 West. And there's more information on our website, kcpw.org. Cheryl Gilliland and Marcy Blackerby, thanks very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director today is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about the link between leisure and health, that link between environment and health. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.